Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Darwin moves to third. Braun moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. Heil moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Kevin Koble now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Darwin scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holt scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Soderholm scores. Roof moves to third. It's 6-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Campbell now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coble fires to first and has Braun trapped. There's the throw to Yount, who tags Braun for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. May reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. May scores. It's 6-4, Twins. George Scott pinch hits for Ken Berry. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.